everyone. I am out sitting by the lake. So if you happen to hear like a car pass by or anything, it's because I'm out, the wind, all that good stuff. It's cool. Because I think you need to hear these nature sounds anyway for what I'm about to share with you as the real key to like your long-term, lifelong success. And it's something so simple that the gurus may not tell you. And I'm giving this to you completely free. Gratitude. Gratitude. The gurus are going to sell you a bunch of courses, a bunch of things to try to help you manifest your dream life. And while those tips and tricks and strategies are helpful, you'll find yourself constantly plateauing because you really just haven't tapped into the frequency of gratitude. And if you were to look at a chart of frequencies, typically you won't even see gratitude on that chart. But I remember one time I was actually looking at a chart, and that was the first time I had ever saw it. That chart had gratitude at a frequency of between 800 and 900. And I was like, what? Are you serious? It's that high? You guys, to manifest anything in life, you really only have to be at a 400 level frequency. And if you're not familiar with what frequencies actually are, frequencies is an opportunity for you to be, right? Your feelings are the secret. And when you have certain feelings in your body, it emits a vibration into the universe to come back to you, right? So lower vibrational frequencies are like guilt, shame, fear. Those are like in, you know, but anywhere between 10 and 100 of a vibrational frequency. And you mean to tell me gratitude is at a 900 frequency? And maybe people have told you to be grateful, but they didn't tell you why it was so important. They didn't get an understanding of the depth of gratitude and what it does. That's how you speed up the manifestation process, is by being grateful for everything you have in your life now, because it was something you once wanted. I'm sitting here on the lake of the property that, when my husband and I were broken up from our first engagement, we literally like had no hope of even getting back together. In my mind, I had given up. I said, forget it. But I still remember riding around saying, we're going to get married. We're going to live here. Lo and behold, we do. And it was the most easy process of manifestation in the world. But it came from being grateful for where I was. I was grateful to be a single woman at that time. I was grateful for my little bachelorette pad. I was grateful for living on the coast and just enjoying the beach. Like, that was something I was so grateful for. And even now, like, I know this is not the last house that we'll ever have. I know this is just really our first house that's a stepping stone, which is an amazing stepping stone. But I'm so grateful for it. I'm grateful for our community. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it'll be hard to leave here when it is time because of how beautiful that it is. Like, I get to see swans on the lake, and I get to be around people that I actually really like. My neighbors are great people. We have a beautiful community, a freaking book club. Like, it's a dream community that everyone wants to live in, and I've never seen one like this before. There aren't many communities that you'll find that have all the things that we have. And it's not that I'm saying this to brag, because it can be yours too if that's what you want. But it really comes from the space of gratitude. and just being so grateful for it. Because I'm gonna tell you something, when you're not grateful, you are always going to be burnt out. You're going to be unfulfilled because you're not happy with what you have or exactly where you are. And to raise your vibration to get to gratitude, you got to accept, like, you know what? This was my creation process. I put myself in this position. Or even if I personally didn't put myself in this position, I was placed here for a reason. There's a lesson that I'm supposed to learn. Anything that is going wrong in your life is really just a lesson to redirect you onto the path that you are meant to be on. It's not something that's here to punish you. The universe is not punishing you for your life and where you are. It's truly just a divine lesson for you. And are you going to learn the lesson? Sometimes our lessons show up in multiple ways, in multiple situations and circumstances, because maybe we didn't get it the first time. That's beautiful. Thank God for that. Thank God that He doesn't give up on us and say, well, they didn't learn the lesson. They're done with their manifestation process. They'll never get it again. Thank God for another chance at life to just do something that you really love and your desires are truly from God. Be grateful for that. Be grateful for everything, your hands, your eyes, your ears. Be grateful that you can listen to this, that you have the ability, that you are so blessed. Everyone doesn't have the things that you have. And while, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to create a comparison game. I'm just trying to create a reality game for you. Because that's the truth. That's the truth. Everyone is not you. No one could ever be you. Just be grateful for you. Start there. Then you can move into the external things that you see. I'm telling you, you will vibrate so high. I remember when I first started my gratitude journal in 2000, I believe it was 16 or 17. I had been writing things that I was grateful for every single day. And I have started back doing that like time and time again, but I've really started back doing it more right now in this season of my life. And when I tell you, it's just been so beautiful. And another thing that you can do from Neville Goddard is the law of assumption. And with the law of assumption, it creates this potent reality that you basically, if you're grateful for what you have now, try being grateful for the future things. Right? Because if it doesn't excite you that you're on your last dollar and that, you know, you could be in a very trying time, your health could be terrible. If that doesn't excite you, think about the good things to come. Think about what your life is going to be like. Have that belief, have that faith. But when you step into that frequency of gratitude, it's going to change the game. It's going to make your subconscious mind think that you already have it. And what would that be like if you already had it? How grateful would you be for it? If you're always jumping into something like a course or a book or something because you're like, this isn't working, and you're constantly moving into these spaces, consider gratitude as your key. Consider that. What if you were just grateful to be breathing, to be living? Isn't that enough? This society and the culture wants us to just feel like we don't have enough. It wants us to be in this lack mentality. But truthfully, you probably have more than you've ever had in your entire life, and you know it. And even if you have, quote unquote, less right now, you can get back to that more. I promise you. If you've done it before, you can do it again. You guys, this really is going to help you when you apply it. I encourage you, write out a gratitude list for just 21 days. Make it a habit. Really get that subconscious mind working and believing in miracles. And you guys, I do want to invite you. I've shared this with you guys about the subconscious power mind and how it is a portal. It's a library catalog where I house all of my most potent hypnotherapy sessions, exclusive podcasts, all the affirmations that you need for every area of your life. I go deep into this. This is something that is amazing, how many tools I've put in there. And I even decided to make it something that you can just purchase and have even as I update it. You can just purchase it. Okay? It's something that you can have. It's not, I decided not to focus on it being a membership. I focused on it being just something to keep for life. And I'm going to continue to build on it day after day after day because I know it is exactly what you need. And you can get in early if you're not already. Okay? I'm going to put the link in the show notes for you to grab that. All right? Let's do this.